This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. About a year ago, a couple of weeks after the original Brexit vote, the BBC sent a reporter to Birmingham, England, to talk to the guy who runs the company that makes this.
This whistle is the Acme Thunderer.
It is, in fact, the Acme Whistle Company that makes the Acme Thunderer. Simon Topman is the managing director. We've called him up to see what is what post-election. Simon, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Well, here we are the next day, as it were. What's your gut telling you about this election?
Well, it's telling me, like all businessmen who want security and comfort of knowing exactly where they are, it's telling me that I don't. A hung parliament. What does that mean in terms of government policy, in terms of the UK leaving Europe? Heavens, it really is an up-in-the-air situation. And if this election was called to solve some of those problems, it certainly did the opposite.
Let's talk about some of the issues you face running the Acme Whistle Company. As we said in that piece that aired last year after the Brexit vote, something like 40% of your product goes over to Europe. How worried are you now about hard versus soft Brexit and all of that?
Temporarily, the pound has fallen because of all the uncertainty. And that, of course, is very good for me because it means my product prices overseas are going down. However, that's just the short term. The fact of the matter is, we no longer know, if we ever did, exactly what sort of negotiation is going to go on between the UK and Europe. But what I am sure of is it will take a longer time to sort out than might otherwise have been the case. The politicians have got to get their act together, and until they do, there ain't going to be nothing happening.
Have you spoken to your European suppliers and or customers today?
Yes. Some of them are quite happy, and as a sneaking little bit of happiness in me too, because it could well be, and certainly my European distributors are hoping, they don't want us to leave at all in reality. And if the deal can be a little bit closer and a little bit better and a little bit softer, they are happy. And so am I, really, because we are Europeans at the end of the day. And for us to fall out with Europe isn't a good idea in business terms.
We're speaking to you late afternoon, England time. What's the word on the shop floor been today?
Well, the thing that bothers them most, I'll tell you, most of my employees, is immigration. Because there is a big feeling here in the UK that we have too many immigrants. However, half my factory workers on the shop floor are immigrants of one kind or another. The workers don't get it, really. They are worried about trying to get an appointment with the doctor, trying to get your children into school, that we'll be flooded with immigrants who will take all those places and they'll be pushed out, when the truth of the matter is we need those workers because we aren't generating them ourselves. And if, as a result of leaving Europe with a bad deal and the immigration has to stop, business will find it very, very difficult to cope with that.
One more question about uncertainty. The Prime Minister does seem to have survived for now, but that's clearly up in the air. How worried are you about more domestic political upheaval and the Acme Whistle Company?
I'm sure that there will be lots, and I don't like the idea of it. Who knows what regulations could ensue, what tax policies could ensue. There's one thing I do know, is in a long life of whistle-making, whenever I've seen political turmoil, I've never seen taxes go down or business do better. So it does concern me, I can tell you.
Simon Topman, the managing director of the Acme Whistle Company in Birmingham, England. Thank you, sir, so much for your time.
Thanks for having me on the show.